Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy this message from The Well.
Can hear me? Okay. Before I start, as we was worshiping today, my heart was grieved, and I know it was the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Lord was mighty down here, and it was because of what happened in South Korea. You know, everyone went out celebrating Halloween, thousands and thousands of people on the street, the capital of Seoul. And at the last count, 150 plus people lost their lives and 83 were injured. And I just felt God just wants us to lift up that nation. Lift up the families of those who's lost their lives. You know, we are his sons and daughters, and we have a responsibility to pray for those that do not know him, and pray for the, because they are Christians in South Korea, and we just pray that God would use them mightily just to spread his word, just to spread his character, his nature, and his grace. So I just wanted to share that with you guys before I start. Yeah. So, Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that we are able to come here and to celebrate you, to worship you, and to hear your word. And Lord, we just lift up the nation of South Korea to you. We pray for the saints that you have in that nation. We pray that by your Holy Spirit, Father God, that you will empower them, Father God, with boldness and confidence to continue to share your word, your good news, that they would reach the lives of those who are lost, who are in darkness, and bring them into your wonderful light, that they may have salvation through you. I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, as I've surrendered myself to you, Father God, I can do nothing without you. And my trust is in you, that you would use me to speak your word this morning. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Right. Over the past few weeks here at the World Church, the tongue, words we speak over our lives and to others, has been frequently mentioned. Back in August, Omni did a preach about our speech. A few weeks ago, my wife was up here doing the God story with a warning: be careful what we speak over our lives. The following week, Sam reminded us again what my wife had spoken about the power of the tongue. 2 weeks ago, Angela during worship shared a word about the sonic boom, encouraging us to press forward and we will break through. Again, words spoken over our lives was mentioned. I believe that God is highlighting the tongue and the words we speak to encourage us to address our tongue. Scripture I'll be reading from today is James 3, verses 2 to 10. Is everyone there? Okay. James chapter 3, verses 2 to 10. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles, and a tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it, we bless our God and Father, and with it, we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Why we need to address our tongue? It is small and powerful. In Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. I don't know, many of you must remember that nursery rhyme sung in primary school. Sticks and bones may break my bone. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. How so untrue? I'm sure many a young child would have gone home, those negative words, hurtful words playing on their mind. And yes, I believe many of them would have been hurt by those words. A broken bone, swollen lips, even a black eye will eventually heal and there will be no evidence. However, hurtful words can remain a lifetime. The tongue, it can change directions of our lives. James gives the illustration in verse 3 of the bit in a horse's mouth that man can control the horse. He's able to make the horse go left or right. Could also make the horse go backwards. Could make it go forward at walking pace up to a trot to a full run. In verse 4, he gives the illustration of a large ship driven by fierce winds, and that ship is turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires to go. I could imagine back in those days, I was thinking about the days of the big ships, and you will have the big gunships, days of Horatio Nelson, and you'd have the pilot at the wheel steering the rudder, and they're going into battle. You've got cannons firing at you. You've got the fierce wind against you. You've got people, men with mustard guns shooting at you. But that pilot stayed the course. I'm sure that he may have tied himself to the wheel to stop him from the fierce wind from blowing him over so that he could keep on track. Imagine that we are that ship. And the fierce winds are our emotions. And the rudder is an uncontrolled tongue. What words will be coming out of our mouths if we were angry? Also, the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. Like a little fire that can consume a great forest, as James mentioned in verse 6, tells us that the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. For a little fire to consume a great forest, the conditions have to be right. Like the summer we've just had, heat wave, no rain, drought, the grass dries up, even the leaves on trees dry, and it only takes someone, a careless person, to throw an unextinguished cigarette on the ground, and in no time at all, you'll see fire. That fire will spread and consume the whole forest. There was many years ago, there was a time when I had returned back to the UK after I was in Grenada burying my grandmother. And I remember I arrived home, it was Boxing Day, and I said to Celia, I said, let's go and get the kids, because they were ran at our family member's house. So we got out, went into the car, and there was a car parked in front of her drive. So I thought, okay, I'll turn the ignition and I'll toot the horn a few times. We waited. No one came. So it came to my mind that there's a house 3 doors down the road, and in the past they used to have visitors that used to park in front of our drive or our next door neighbor's drive. So I went, I knocked on the door. This man opened the door and I said, excuse me, but there's a car in front of our drive. They're the one here that car belongs to. He said, yeah, they're coming out. So I went back to the car. Cecilia's waiting there patiently. Sat in the car, waited. No one came. I started to get agitated. I started to get angry. I got out of the car. I walked back to the house. While I was walking, words was just coming out of my mouth. I knocked on the door. Before I could say a word, he shut the door in my face. I knocked the door again. He opened it, and I said, why did you shut the door in my face? It wasn't said like that. It was very colourful. It was very colourful. So we started exchanging words, and how the tongue can escalate our whole direction and what we do. I grabbed this man by his collar and I was holding him down towards the floor. And then in an instant, something said, no. I let go. I stepped back and I turned and I walked to the car. I could hear threats from this man's mouth coming at me. I got into the car. Obviously, Celia heard all the words that was coming out. She said, Adrian, what have you done? I paused for a little minute and she said it again. Adrian, what have you done? You're meant to represent Jesus Christ. I said, I know. I said, I know what I've done is wrong and I'm feeling so grieved in my heart. And that moment, I prayed and I asked God to forgive me for my outburst. It wasn't a true representation of Christ. And the Lord said to me, I forgive you, but go and make things right with that man. As I lift my head up, I could see the gentleman going into his car. He was with his wife and two children. So I quickly got out of my car, ran over to the driver's side, and I tapped on the window and I said, can I talk to you? Could you wind down the window, please? His hands looked like he was just about to go and press the button, but his wife pulled his hands towards herself. For me, lucky Cecilia was there, and she managed to convince his wife to let him wind down the window. I only wanted to talk. So as he did, I apologized to him. I said, I'm sorry for the words that I have spoken. I said, it wasn't right of me. It's not what's expected of me by the God who I serve. I said, I'm sorry that I laid hands on you. Please forgive me. He forgave me. And then he said sorry to me for the words that he had spoken. He came out of the car and we had a brotherly embrace. But the thing is, most people might be thinking that, yeah, I'm the Christian, but maybe he's a person of the world. He would be justified in his action. No, he was a born-again believer as well. He was a born-again believer as well. So, I mean, to have control over our tongues and the words what we speak is so important. The tongue is hypocritical. The words we speak can be baffling to ourselves and others. On Sunday at church, we come, we speak words that are pleasing to God, we worship, and then it may be the same day. It might be the day after that, or the following day after that. The words from our mouth can be completely different. We can speak destructive words or unkind words. It reveals, the tongue reveals the condition of our heart. Luke 6:45, a man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of his heart his mouth speaketh. Going back to that incident that happened on my road where I laid hands on that gentleman. Because of the death of my grandmother, my emotions was all over the place. I was reading the word, but only occasionally. I was praying, but only occasionally. I was spending time in the presence of the Lord, but only occasionally. And I know that as a result, true nature of man's heart was left to let loose, basically. So, you know, it is so important. It's so important for us to read the word of God, saturate our heart with his word. Be aware of our words, used for life or death. It is so important that we are aware of what we speak. I want my words to be encouraging, peaceable, and kind. I want my words to reflect the character and nature of Jesus. When we speak with an uncontrolled tongue, great damage can be the result. Life or death, Jesus or Satan. Living as a result of words spoken over our lives by ourselves and by others. I remember in primary school, I was about 6 or 7. My teacher asked me to read a paragraph from a textbook. I was nervous, but I stood up and I started to read. However, when I finished, she did say, "Well done." But my peers, they were laughing at me. They were teasing me, and they said, "I cannot read." And I remember after that, I said to myself, "I'm not going to read again, never in class, never in school." After that, any time I was in a lesson where I knew the teacher would be looking for someone to read a paragraph, I would try and shrink down into my seat so that she can't see me. Or I would raise my hand and say, "Miss, sir, can I go to the toilet, please?" And you know, that affected me for the rest of my primary school days and all the years in secondary school. But I thank the Lord that he has healed me and he has restored me. So we need to take steps to control our tongue. See, we all have this little member in our body, the tongue. And in verse 8, James tells us that no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Some might say, "Why should I take responsibility over something that I have no control over?" Or if it were possible, maybe I cut my tongue out. I wouldn't be able to speak. Problem solved. No. The tongue reveals what's going on in the heart. Even if you cut out the tongue, you still can express it by writing or by your body language. Romans 3, 23 to 24. "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Identify. When we say a word we should not say, words that hurt or breaks one's spirit, or if we get caught up in gossiping about someone, exaggerating, complaining, etc., we really need to look at ourselves and address what's going on in our hearts. Remember, the tongue gives the picture of our basic sinful nature. In my preparation for this preach, God asked me a question. He asked me, what is the first thing I do after I collect my keys at my workplace, my depot? So I said, I do what we call a walk around check, but I start from the inside. He said, tell me. So I said, I'll check the seats that they are secure. I check that the seat belts are operational. I'll check that all the safety hammers are in place. Fire extinguisher is in date. Wheelchair clamps are there and operational. I check that the driver's controls are all working, horn, steering, brakes. I said, then I get off the bus and I'll start walking around my bus, checking from top to bottom, marker lights, make sure that there's no body damage that could cause injury. Check the tires, I'll work my way around to the front, and then I'll open the bonnet. And I'll check that all the fluid caps are on, and I'll check the fluid levels. If the fluid levels are low, if I need oil, that would be topped up. If I need water, that would be topped up. Then he said to me, try and apply that to your life. And I suppose it is a good thing to try and apply that to our lives. Because as a driver, I have the lives of the not just the users on board, but pedestrians, cyclists. And if that vehicle was not in tip-top shape, safety-wise, I could cause harm. And I felt that he was saying for me was, look to myself first. Address myself, see what's going on in myself. Holy Spirit will reveal, and then I could act on it, and I could bring it to the Lord and ask him by his Holy Spirit to give me increasing strength to overcome. Surrender it all to Jesus. Let him help us control our tongue. I know the scripture says that no man can control the tongue. I accept that and I acknowledge that. But I know Jesus can by his Holy Spirit. In Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Self-control. If we submit to his Spirit and walk in his Spirit, the Holy Spirit in us will give increasing power to monitor and control what we say. Psalm 19, verse 14 reads, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength, my Redeemer. We can't control the tongue, but Jesus can. By the Holy Spirit. Have you ever been in a situation where you live amongst friends or family members or even work colleagues, and the topic of the conversation is not really that good? They might be, you know, talking about someone behind their back, saying unkind words, with an uncontrolled tongue. You feel your tongue getting a bit restless, eager to join in that conversation. But with self-control, empowered by the Holy Spirit, you'd be able to walk away from that and stop any negative words coming out of your mouth. Psalm 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. This is something which I started saying nearly every day. For me, on the road every day, I hold my hand up. There's some times where a fellow motorist might do something, and there's the odd times where what comes out of my mouth shouldn't come out of my mouth. And what I do, I always take it back to the Lord and say, Father God, help me control my tongue. I can't do it, but I know you can. God is a good, good Father. Psalms 119, verse 11. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. If we go back to verse 2, that reads, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. A perfect man. A man or a woman mature in the word of God and in total submission to the Holy Spirit. Perfect man, a man or a woman mature in the word of God and in total submission to the Holy Spirit. Lloyd, can I have a bit of music playing? When we surrender and we submit to the Spirit of the living God, he highlights or brings attention to when we say something that is not appropriate or something that is not good. He's not going to tell you, you come to me and repent. He wants you to acknowledge when we do wrong, and we freely come to him, lay it at his feet, and say, God, I'm struggling. I can't do this by myself. I need your help. words have impacted me throughout my life. Even about my physical self, my height, I used to get teased all the time. And even going out with my wife, I always kind of like feel conscious that I was too tall. So when we went out, my head would always be down, trying to reduce my height. But you know, God started a good work in me. And God has, over the years, been revealing something new every day. I'm proud of who God has made me to be. I could get up in front of you and I could read. Sometimes I may get tongue-tied, but that's who I am. And God can still use me, you know. So if there's anything, if you've had words spoken over your life, even if you have spoken things over your life saying, I can't do this, I can't do that. I'll give you a quick story. Not too long ago, I had a problem with my car, and the rocker cover stopped functioning. And my brother suggested I take it to his mechanic, and the cost was nearly £600 to have it repaired. With the cost of living and what's going on at the moment, I knew I couldn't afford that. And I prayed and I asked the Lord, and he said to me, try and do it. I researched, I looked on the internet, and I was seeing all these video clips of how it's done. And you know, I got a bit of confidence. I felt like the Lord was with me, and I said, yes, I could do it. I spoke to my brother, and he said, nah, I don't think you should do that. It has to be talked up to a correct talk. Nah, you might cause more damage. And, you know, for a little instant, I started to believe that. Thank God for my wonderful wife. She said, no, Adrian, the Lord said you could do it. You could do it. And I did it. And up to this day, the car is still running perfectly. There's no problem. So, listen, it's the Holy Spirit in us that will reveal things to us. And He's revealing it because He wants us. He wants us to come to Him, to lay it all down, that He could give us the increasing power to overcome. So if you'd like to stand onto your feet. I just want you to close your eyes and just stay focusing on the Holy Spirit. Let Him speak to you. Let Him show you areas where He wants you to work on. If anyone's spoken any negative words over your lives, bring it to Him. Forgive them. And ask Him by His Spirit to heal that hurt. If you are living as a result of words spoken over you, negative words that say you can't do this or you can't do that, you're not good enough, Those are lies. That's not who you are. Because Holy Spirit is in each and every one of you. Holy Spirit is inside me. Surrender it all. Surrender it all. When you lay it down, don't pick it up again. Ask God for that increasing strength, that when you lay it down, you can walk away. Walk away from it. With the assurance in your heart that you know Holy Spirit is going to help you. Heavenly Father, I repent of words that I have spoken in my past that hasn't been good, that hasn't been acceptable in your sight. Even words that have hurt me, Father God. And Lord, you know I have been hurt by words. Father God, I come to you with repentance. And I say, forgive me, Lord. And I lay every single negative words down at your feet. And Lord, by your Spirit, Lord, give us fresh revelation, Father God. Give us increasing strength, that by your Spirit, Father God, your Holy Spirit being the rudder, being the pilot on our tongue, that we'd be able to control our tongue and the words that we speak. And bless us with your wisdom. Your wisdom that comes from above. That we might be quick to listen and slow to speak. And may the words that we speak be pure, peaceful, gentle always, encouraging those we speak to, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and those that are in the world. In Jesus' name, amen.